clear look of excitement on his face. They used this natural camouflage to cover up their scent. The group carefully crawled forward. The leader signaled them to stop. Ahead were their key winter prey, a herd of massive yaks. They pushed aside their fear and charged toward the herd, throwing their spears with force. The animals were successfully startled. Many yaks panicked and jumped off the cliff, while some of the bulls began to run wild, even charging toward the hunters. One of them went straight for the leader's only son. The boy was knocked off the cliff. The tribe members quickly scrambled to the edge, trying to catch the boy. The boy desperately grabbed onto a jutting rock, but it immediately shattered. His father could only watch in terror. As his son fell out of sight, a narrow ledge caught the boy. The father tried to climb down to save him, but his people stopped him. They had already lost the boy. They couldn't lose their leader. They silently gathered the prey, the food below the cliff enough to sustain them through the harsh winter. The next day, the father held a funeral for his son. They had to leave as soon as possible. A vulture flew toward the unconscious boy. Its sharp beak pecked at his lips. The sudden pain woke the boy up. He screamed for his father, but no one answered. He dragged his injured leg and started to crawl for help. On the smooth, icy rocks, there was no grip. He could only cling tightly to a narrow crack. The weather suddenly shifted, and it began to rain heavily. The water in the canyon rose rapidly. Seeing the water rising, he made one last desperate attempt. When he finally made it back to the old hunting ground, he saw his own gravestone. He lost control of his emotions and broke down, sobbing. A wolf pack set its sights on him. The boy limped away with his injured leg, desperately running. Before he even realized what was happening, the wolves lunged at him. He drew the hidden dagger and wildly slashed. The wolf yelped in pain and released its grip. The next day, the wolf pack retreated, leaving behind a wounded lone wolf. The boy tightly strapped the dagger to a sturdy stick and cautiously approached.